This Ain't My Baby. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Wow, that was weird. Weird stuff. It's, you know, it's really weird stuff.
It's funky.
It is funky.
It is the computer corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR. May I say the award-winning...
Ne'er you say.
Computer corner radio show at Triple E Award and Tech TV's...
Most helpfulest, coolest guys ever on the planet.
And along that line, Don emails and says, if I drive up to a hotspot, by the way, hotspots are places where you have access to a wireless internet connection.
You said the word, didn't you?
What's that?
If my boy's listening right now he's running around the house going, hot, 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 hot.
Oh,
it's his only word for every sensation there is.
Blake?
I'm sorry, Sarah.
It's hot spot.
Hot, 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 hot.
So, for instance, you can, a lot of the Starbucks locations now have, if you're a T-Mobile customer, you
warm,
can...
Warm, extremely warm spots.
Yes, warm spots.
And we're very careful with that word at home.
Warm, caffeinated spots.
Right.
In the Bay Area, there are lots and lots of hot spots.
Warm spots.
Warm spots, yes. Which will allow you to connect to the internet. And the question is, do I have to have a password to connect to this? And it really depends, Don, on who is offering the hotspot. Some of them are wide open. Some of them require you to check with the particular facility or sign up for a subscription or...
For example, Starbucks, when you walk in, the ones that have it, generally they display a little symbol saying, we got the little Wi-Fi connection here, hook up. And there's a little brochure usually that's sitting by there that you can pick up, and it tells you exactly what to do step by step. They're not password protected. They're specifically set up to
for T-Mobile customers.
Yeah, wide open access. Actually, they now, a lot of them work with just regular Wi-Fi things as well.
Right, but you can't just walk in there and connect, can you?
I think some of them do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and other private, like non Starbucks labeled kind of places, a lot of times, especially when you get into more kind of in the city kind of areas, not in the out suburban areas, a lot of times you'll find places that have that. Airports in some places are starting to have wireless connectivity and things. So,
and Don, the other thing is, just drive around your neighborhood. Chances are, most of your neighbors have set up wireless connections and have no clue what they did, and so they created a hotspot unknowingly, which means anyone can.
Somebody had a theory that someday, and not too far in the future, that because of what wireless networks are becoming and how prolific they are, that you'll be able to just pretty much go anywhere you want, and it will be a big wireless network all over the planet. Because, you know, obviously out in the middle of the desert, no, but in any kind of housing or business area, there's so much wireless stuff going on that really, if people opened it up, you could literally just walk around and stay connected all the time.
Yeah, it does require a T-Mobile hotspot service account. I'm looking at the Starbucks website here. But you can get a free one-day pass.
Sure, smarty.
Hey, listen, hey, truth in advertising. Let's talk to Larry in Scottsdale. Is it Larry?
It is Larry.
Larry in Scottsdale, thanks for holding. You have a question about something or other?
A sound card. I was told that I had to transport my tower around a couple times, and when it came to reloading everything up, I wanted to reload up my sound card or my sound system, and it said that it was not recognizing my card. I understand that sometimes the card can be loose on the motherboard, and you just have to go in and take it out and put it back in.
How old is this machine?
It's about 18 months, almost 2 years now.
Okay, because a lot of machines now, the sound card is actually part of the main board.
Unless it's an upgraded sound.
It was an upgraded thing.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I got a 5.1.
Okay, so it's the Sound Blaster, the Creative Labs Live 5.1, whatever kind of sound, probably?
Right, it was through Gateway.
Okay, and so it's got a separate sound card, and what your question is it possible that the card has maybe come partway out of the slot and maybe just isn't making good contact?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that a possibility?
And always a possibility.
And if it is a possibility, can a country boy like me figure it out?
Sure.
If that is the case, that's one of the simplest things to fix if that is indeed the problem. The chances are that's not going to be the problem, but what you can do is shut the power off, and I generally tell people to unplug at least the power cord from the system while they're going to do this.
Okay. Yes.
You're going to take off, there's usually on gateways a couple of little thumb screws that don't even require a tool.
Right.
You unscrew those on one side, generally a little side panel will kind of slip off.
Right.
When you do that, you'll be able to see inside the computer. Uh-huh. And you'll see where you plug in from the outside the sound speakers and things.
Yes.
On the inside, you'll see the matching component to that. And that ought to just be firmly seated with downward kind of pressure, or in this case, maybe sidewards pressure if your machine's standing up.
Okay.
And it should be fairly obvious that just, there's kind of like little fingers that fit into a slot or into a groove.
You want to use the Kinetics
It shouldn't require any more force than like a couple pounds of pressure, I would imagine.
So I don't need a sledgehammer on this one.
You do not want to use that much kinetic energy.
like one hand pushing, and if it was enough to push the box across the table, it would probably be too much.
If you look to where it seats, you want to look for what are called the golden fingers.
Oh.
And those are the contacts that slide into what's called the bus slot.
Oh,
we're getting
boy.
Technical here, huh?
Oh, boy. I got
calm down. This is a family show here.
Oh, okay. I needed a cigarette there all of a sudden.
All right. So you want to make sure that's fully seated, and it should just push and be pretty firm and kind of feel like it's at a dead end. That's the correct area. Now, that being said, that's probably not going to be the problem, but it's not a bad thing to check.
It's easy and quick, and you can see real quick if that's it.
Most likely what's wrong is the sound drivers, the software that tells your computer how to work with the hardware, either aren't installed or something got kind of screwed up with the configuration.
Whenever I tried to reinstall that, I had the CD, and when I put it in, it said it doesn't recognize the sound card.
Yeah, so that could be the seating issue, or it could be that the whatever's in there now is not allowing it to communicate.
Or some other piece of hardware was added to it.
Because the virus, this is the whole reason I took it in, is I picked up one of these, I downloaded this Grand Wizard software of some sort for security, and I had to take it into the doctor.
Yeah,
long story short, do you think that would affect my sound card?
Well, if you took it in and the sound wasn't working after, take it back and say, hey, the sound isn't working now, and they should be able to correct that.
Yeah, I want to get it back within the same day and not, 2 months from now. So,
right.
Anyways, I appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
All right, good luck.
Bye now.
The other thing you can try in the future, if anybody's having the same kind of situation, is if you restart your computer in safe mode, you can see what the default drivers are. Actually, you can remove everything pertaining to the sound card in your device manager.
There's a whole explanation involved in that one.
Yeah, but this is the advanced deal.
Yes.
And then restart your machine, and a lot of times it'll redetect it properly. So, man, there's just...
We got one segment left, so those of you on hold, Jim, Cliff, Mike, Tim, stick around. We're going to get through as many calls and questions when we come back. It is the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR. And we'll be back after the bottom of the hour news.